Praise the Lord, everybody. Like Pastor said, please get behind me. My nerves are shot because my significant other is not here. Just trying to get brownie points, you know. So when I get home with McDonald's, she ain't mad because she wants Chick-fil-A. If you're watching, I love you. Give my dog and cat a hug and a kiss for me. It's so great to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Amen. I won't take much of your time, but I feel like I have something from the Lord. If we could turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 4, and we'll start with verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Shout yes when you get there, or if you already have it, say I'm a cheater from looking at the screen. We have some honest folks in the house. It reads like this: in the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Wouldn't it be nice to be asleep right now? Just kidding. And they awake him who hates being awoken. Amen. When that alarm goes off at 6 o'clock for work. And they awake him and they said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and he said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. And they said unto one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? With the help of the Holy Ghost, and with the help of all you wonderful folks tonight, I'd like to preach on this simple topic, the power of a word. The power of a word. As we lay our Bibles down, let's lift up our hands to the Lord. Lord, we thank you today for this opportunity to come into your house to lift up your holy name. Lord, whatever we came into this building, God, let us lay it at the altar. Let us leave different than what we came in, God. Let us leave freed, delivered. Lord, let those bands be broken today, God. Lord, give us travel mercies as we head our way home tonight, God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The power of a word. Growing up, we used to hear the words from our parents or our teachers or grandparents. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's right, Jason. That's right. Yeah, right. From the beginning, words have always hurt people. If you didn't know it already, words hurt. Can I get a witness? Words hurt. And James 3 and 6 says the tongue is like a fire. Just think about that for a second. A tongue is like a fire. Why would a tongue be likened to a fire? You see, what James was trying to tell us was that the same fire that brings warmth to the house is exactly the same fire that can destroy and burn that house down. So what kind of fire are your words bringing? Are they bringing words of encouragement, words of enlightenment, words of affirmation or praise? Or are they bringing words of destruction, bitterness, hatred, and death? Words have impact on you. Pastor says it all the time. Be careful what you say, because they that word or what you do represents you and the church. Church, the words that are the words that we are saying, they can impact and destroy someone. They can destroy you. They can destroy someone emotionally without you ever even touching them. Your words can bring life, though, to someone. We need to learn how to speak life. We need to learn how to declare it. The Bible says if it aligns with His will, if you speak my name, it will. And if you believe and have faith, then your words can move mountains. It can shake foundations. Healing can take place. And generational curses can be broken. And Proverbs 18:21 tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. What a powerful reminder. Words are not merely sound we produce. They are vessels of our intentions and reflections of our hearts. The tongue, as the scripture warns, is a double-edged sword. It can bring forth blessings or curses. In our interactions, we must ever be so mindful of the words we choose. How often have we experienced the sting of harsh words? Perhaps we have delivered them in the moments of frustration, or maybe we have been in the recipient of unkind remarks. Each word has the power to shape our identity and influence our faith. Therefore, we must be cautious, as James 3-5 reminds us. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that is defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of the birds, and of the serpents, and of the kinds in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. But we need to speak life today, church. As children of the Most High, it is our calling, our duty, to speak life. Ephesians 4:29 encourages us, let no corruption talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. When we speak words of encouragement, affirmation, and love, we align ourselves more closely with the heart of God. Reflect for a moment on the words of Jesus in Mark 4:39. We see him speak to the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." With a single word, he calms the raging tempest. Jesus demonstrates that our words, when aligned with faith, can bring peace into chaos. Let us commit ourselves to be vessels of peace in a world often filled with strife. Let us strive to echo the heart of Christ and speak words that uplift and inspire. When we choose to speak life, we reflect the love of God to those that are around us. Now, you may find yourself in a season where words have hurt deeply. You may feel abandoned, lost, or forgotten. Let me assure you, dear friend, that God loves you with an everlasting love. In Romans 8:38, boldly proclaims, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord." Those words are a promise. A declaration that no matter what we face, God will always be there. He will never leave us nor abandon us. In moments of despair, remember that the very words spoken by God create that by God create worlds. And Genesis 1:3 records his command, "Let there be a light," and there let there be light, and there was light. If God's words can create, imagine the transformation that can occur within us and through us when we speak his love and his truth. Jesus is always on time. In our journey of faith, we may find ourselves waiting on God's promise. In the waiting, let us not grow weary or hope or lose hope. Jesus is always on time. And John 11 accounts the story of Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days before Jesus arrived. And Martha, Lazarus's sister, said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died." But Jesus reassured her with the words, "I am the resurrection and the life." Even in our darkest hours, Jesus speaks life and hope. He does not operate on our timeline. He operates on his time. Sometimes we must wait for the miracle, but let me encourage you while you wait. Let your words reflect faith. Speak to your situation with assurance, knowing that Jesus is already at work, even before you see it. We need to evaluate our words. We need to take time to reflect on the words you use. Are they life-giving or are they life-taking? Are they a reflection of God's love? We need to speak blessing. Make it a daily practice to speak blessings over the family, friends, and even those who may have hurt you. Encourage one another. Find someone this week who needs a word of encouragement. A simple, "I believe in you," or "God loves you," can transform someone today. And as the musicians come quickly, if we could all stand. We need to meditate on God's word. Let the word of God dwell in you richly as you fill your heart with his truth. Your words will naturally reflect that goodness. Let us remember the power that resides within our words. Words can create, they can destroy, and they can heal. Let us choose to use our words wisely, to uplift and build up just as our Heavenly Father does for us. Know that God loves us and he loves you, and that his love will never fade. Jesus is indeed always on time. Trust in his timing. Speak life into your situations and watch as his power unfolds in your life. We can close our eyes and lift our hands today as we sing this altar call song. Listen to the words. Just open your heart and receive these words today in Jesus' name.